Intercounty GAA players are overwhelmingly in favour of the split season where the county and club championships are held at different times. Most players also believe that intercounty managers should be paid more than just expenses. The findings are contained in a survey of more than 3,500 male and female members of the Gaelic Players Association. Tom Parsons is the chief executive of the GPA and he joins us on the line. Tom, thanks very much for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks, Rachel. Thanks for having me on the show.
Not at all. Now, you have a number of striking findings. It's quite a broad survey, but will we start with the attitude towards the split season? What did players say to you?
Yeah, look, it's a very good opportunity to really understand the voice of players who are, you know, great role models and give so much to their club and their county across Ireland. And, you know, what they've had set in the survey is, I suppose, the sustainability and the load that's on players. They really support the split season, you know, the fact that they get meaningful time with their club. But it's interesting that intercounty players really have said, 89%, that they want the season to be 7 months or less. You know, so players are desperately trying to get time back in their lives, and they're really calling that there's a mandated off-season, that players get that break. Because, Rachel, like, there's an awful lot of players that's going from the intercounty season straight back to their clubs and nearly right back into the season again. So, the data definitely pointed to a real need in Gaelic games to look at these amateur athletes who give so much to their club and their county and try and find an off-season for them.
The survey also asked about payment for both players and managers. What were the findings there?
Yeah, like every year, because these amateur athletes are filling stadiums in Croke Park and, you know, are part of something so special, we ask them, you know, are they content with the current amateur status of Gaelic games? You know, and, you know, 64% of players have said they are. So that means that we keep needing to work with players to make sure that they're supported on and off the field, and the playing experience is positive and their expenses are covered, and, you know, there's good injury funds there that if they get injured, etc. But it's interesting, we did ask, you know, the question, should managers be paid? Because it's something that the GAA is considering themselves through the Amateur Status Committee. And, you know, surprising maybe, you know, nearly 75% of players said, yeah, look, they should be paid beyond expenses only. So that's an interesting data point that we have and we're going to have to reflect on.
Perhaps not surprisingly, there was an overwhelmingly positive response to the new football rules, but you also asked women's footballers about the changes they'd like to see to their game.
Yeah, like the response in the male football rules was fantastic. You know, the game is more free-flowing, players are enjoying the game more, there's less stop-start, and we're really seeing the best players flourish. And, you know, we did a lot of work then in the survey with getting the view of female players. So 92% believe that, look, we should review our rules and we should have some more enhancements, you know, including some of the rules that was brought into the men's game. So that's something we're going to be focusing on. You know, they really liked the opportunity of the two-point arc, the solo and go, and maybe redefining the tackle, because the women's game has been so positive in recent years.
There was also a question about drug use. What did you ask and what did players say?
Yeah, we asked, you know, are you aware of a teammate who has struggled because of drug misuse? And, you know, a lot of our athletes are playing with their clubs and their county, and they've engaged with a lot of players, and 20% said they are. So, you know, again, it reinforces a lot of the positive stuff we do in terms of we anti-dope education all our players, and we have anti-doping testing, but also the social issues and societal issues with drug misuse. It's important that we get data on that and we understand, you know, are players aware of teammates, and do they challenge that, and, you know, do they have those conversations?
Tom, thanks indeed for joining us this afternoon. Tom Parsons there, who's chief executive of the GPA.